Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about why your soil needs lime. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Service Soil Specialist. So, Larry, our soil needs lime in order to be productive for our plants, and during the fall is a particular time when we administer lime. Why do we need lime in our soil?
Amy, when we do a soil test and we get the results back, one of the most important results on it is the lime requirement. This is a test that's done separate from the common pH. It is a test of the soil's ability to buffer the addition of liming materials, which are things that we add to the soil to increase the pH. If you have a lime requirement, if you have an acid soil and it comes with a lime requirement, for the production of the crop or the lawn or the garden which you put that you wanted to raise on that ground, the recommendation is very important to get that acidity in a range where it will improve the ability of the plants to grow and produce. Soils with a more neutral pH, again, we're raising the pH up closer to 7, which is neutral with liming materials, they're going to have a better ability to have the roots extend throughout the soil. There's going to be some nutrients that will be better utilized. There are going to be some bad things that are going to be kind of neutralized. They're not going to be as bad if we get the pH up higher.
Okay, so I know a lot of folks are probably wondering where they get lime if their soil needs it and whether it's expensive or not. Is this expensive?
In Mississippi, you can get lime at most of our retail farm outlet stores. You can get bags of it at some of the big box suppliers. It's easy to get. Where we have issues in Mississippi with obtaining lime is that it is rather expensive here. We do have some forms of lime which are mined in the state. Those are marl pits. There's only 4 of them. I don't even know if all of them are operating now. But that form of lime has got some issues with how it's used, with its usability. So most of the lime we use, at least commercially, it has to be imported. Calcitic, dolomitic, it comes from Alabama by a truck, or it comes down the river from Tennessee or Kentucky or Missouri. And because of that move, lime is a really significant investment here.
How long should we wait before we see a difference after we've administered or added lime to our soil?
Well, how long we wait do we see a difference is why we're talking about this in the fall of the year. These hard limes that we import, the calcite, the dolomitic materials, they take a long time to react in the soil. And if we can get the lime applications out there this fall, then we'll have the best bang for our buck in terms of neutralizing soil acidity before we get to planting next year's annual crops. That's why we talk about it now. There's a lot of things that line up for fall applications of lime. Number one, it's a labor issue. If you're talking large quantities, you've probably already get it hauled to your fields. I've seen some large piles of lime sitting the edge of the fields this year. And in addition, it's usually drier in the fall. We can get the equipment out there and get the material spread. And again, chemically, we like for it to be exposed to the soil for as long a period as we can before the plants actually do need to grow in that different altered chemical environment which we have after we apply lime.
Also, let me ask you about home landscaping and crop purposes. Is this lime requirement, does this go for both home gardens and crops?
Yes, it does. If you utilize the Mississippi State University soil test and lab and you have a lime recommendation for those scenarios, it's going to be so many pounds per 1,000 square feet. And it's very critical to see that we apply the proper rates. That's the pounds per 1,000 square feet. But it does apply for everything that we grow, whether the scale, if it's from a bed in the backyard to a 1,600-acre field in the Mississippi Delta.
Okay, that's a lot of really good information. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Larry Oldham, Soil Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.